Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
.622 now. Allstate believes Good Start Young works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of all that Good Start Young initiative, you can help us recognize a youth that goes above and beyond for their community. Nominate someone for the Allstate Kid of the Week. Could be a kid you know. Could be a kid you don't know. Could be a kid you heard about that you want us to know about. Amazon gift cards, Lou Malnati's Pizza among the prizes. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. And then tune in every Tuesday to hear the Allstate Kid of the Week. And that brings us to this week's celebration. Joining us in studio, Jose Gomez, Allstate agent. And this week's Kid of the Week, it looks vaguely familiar to me. How about you?
We've seen Griffin
Dave
before.
Looks familiar, doesn't he?
Looks very familiar to me.
Lean into that microphone there, Griffin, if you would, please. Griffin Saul is here. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to see you again.
Good to see you as well.
Remind me, when you were in here last time, what did it cost me?
just a handshake.
About 50 bucks, maybe 100?
Oh, I think I spent a couple hundred bucks, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the Rafiki bracelets.
The Rafiki bracelets, that's exactly right.
Which we still wear.
Yeah.
We'll get to why Griffin is here and where he's going to be going because he's got a college now. But let me introduce you to Jose Gomez here as well. You're an Allstate agent for how long, sir?
For 11 years.
11 years. What were you doing prior to that?
I was traveling the world doing making money for corporate America. Now I'm
decided to be your own businessman.
Beyond Main Street versus Wall Street.
Good for you. Where's the agency?
It's on the northwest side of Chicago, Avondale neighborhood, typical Chicago neighborhood.
That is a big deal when you start your own business. Were you nervous?
No, but it was a big deal. I mean, it's tough. It's tougher than anything I've done before.
You're right. You're starting from zero, but not with Allstate, I know, because they got tons of tools and tips and tricks and stuff. And
great support.
Great support to help you get the thing off the ground.
The name brand itself. I mean, you're in good hands, right?
All right. And now 11 years down the road, I'm sure you've got a great client base and a bunch of buzz. And the best thing is people tell people.
Referrals and recommendations. It's all about service.
What's the one thing you want people to know about you and your agency?
We're here for you. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to educate you. We're advising you. We want to be your professional insurance advisor.
And where are you again?
I'm at 3250 North Pulaski.
All right. That's convenient. And phone number?
773-777-7520. A lot of sevens.
So you got people driving to work this morning who are going, ugh. Another day for that jerk. I got to work for that jerk again. And thinking about starting their own business. You'd recommend it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing like running your own business. I mean, it's all about you putting your time in it, and it's about the people you serve.
Yeah. You go to allstate.com on the website. There's clicks there, easy to find. Find out all the information you need about becoming an agent. You seem like a nice guy. I bet if somebody calls you there and goes, hey, I got a couple of questions about whether I do this, you'd probably talk to them, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I also have a great team of agents in my office, so we're there. We're there for you.
All right, excellent. All right, Griffin, so let's talk about you for a second. 18 years old. Let's talk about, I mean, you've been a very activist kid for a long time, but now you're on the verge of having to be a grown-up. How do you feel about this transition?
It's an interesting transition. I feel like I'm at the stage of my life where I can't necessarily get the points for being like a cute kid anymore.
That's right. Your cute kid days are over, my friend.
Yeah, I got to have like the proof of concept thing with the whole organization, which is, you know, tougher, but still cool because it holds me accountable.
One of the reasons you were nominated is something called We Are Able. What is it?
Yeah, it's my organization to empower youth with disabilities and their families to improve the quality of their lives. And a key component of that is an initiative called the We Are Able campaign, where youth from around Chicago took the pledge to understand what it was like to have a physical disability, as well as learn proper disability etiquette.
Griffin, it's so cool because you actually implemented this idea. Talk about the process from coming up with this idea and then actually taking the steps to have this nonprofit.
Yeah, so it was about a year in the making for the campaign. So going into my freshman year of high school, my father fell increasingly ill due to his disease, multiple sclerosis, where he was battling in and out of the hospital. And I really had a defining moment in my life where I had to decide if I was going to let my circumstances define who I was, or kind of overcome that and be the change that I wanted to see in the world. So after he passed on December 4th, 2015, I kind of had this epiphany where I want to educate people on proper disability etiquette because, you know, I encountered so many moments in my life where people just didn't know how to properly interact with people with
disabilities. People don't know what to say, right? They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. So give us a couple of tips.
You know, if somebody has an aide, you want to talk to them and not the person with the aide. We want to give people the dignity that they deserve because just because they have a disability doesn't mean they're not people. They're just differently abled.
Right. And your uncomfortability about their speed bump in life shouldn't be the determining factor in what the relationship is, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So another tip. Give us another one. Things you see or things you've seen.
Things I've seen, well, you know, one thing I've seen, it should be common sense, but I think it needs to be said, is don't park in a handicapped parking spot.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing drives me more crazy. Mm-hmm. I will, if I see you park in a handicapped spot and you get out of the car and start zippity-doo-dahing into the store, mm-hmm. I will follow you into the store. I will ask you why you park in the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I will make you move your car. it's like a really bad version of the Liam Neeson movie.
Oh, yeah.
I have certain skills. I'll make you move your car.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. But it's those simple things, right?
It's the little things that add up and, you know, make a difference. We all want to be treated with respect and dignity.
How about don't stare?
Don't stare is also a big one.
Right.
You know? And another one, like a wheelchair, that's considered to be a part of somebody's body. So just like you won't lean on somebody else, you don't want to lean on somebody's wheelchair.
That's a great point. That's an easy one to remember. Mm-hmm. What about simple courtesies like holding a door? Because I think a lot of people who really mean well will go, well, I don't want to make them think that I'm, you know, doing something they don't want me to do. And then they walk out and they walk ahead of you. It's as simple as, you know, just basic etiquette, right? Hold the door.
Just hold the door for somebody. And, you know,
don't overthink it.
If you're unsure, you ask if they ask if they need help. Because don't assume anything. But something as crazy as holding the door. Like, I mean, we all want the door held for us once in a while.
Sure. I've also seen people come out of grocery stores who are on their own. You know, whether it's a powered scooter situation or something, but they clearly have a physical ailment of some kind. A simple request, you know, can I carry the groceries for you for a little bit? You good? That type of thing, right?
Absolutely.
Don't make it a big deal. Just a casual ask.
Yeah, just to help.
All right, so going forward here, I think this was a part of We Day. Am I remembering that right originally?
So I was the youth co-chair for We Day this year. The We organization has been hugely helpful in kind of empowering me and assisting me with a lot of my ventures and different things that I've wanted to do as a youth activist.
And even though you're about to go off to college, what's that going to do to the We Are Able Foundation?
We're continuing it. We're continuing to grow it right now, signing up new schools, adding the old ones, and we're actually expanding to corporations this year, looking to sign up different businesses and organizations, looking to get involved, increase their empathy for others, and learn proper disability etiquette. I'm actually working closely with BMO right now, BMO Harris, and they're in support of what I'm doing with increasing disability awareness, empathy, and education among banks, interns, employees, and enterprise resource groups.
Did you get that meeting?
Did you reach
out to them?
Actually, I was reached out to by Justine Fedak, who's their marketing head, and it's been an amazing opportunity. So
do you
far.
Own a tie?
I have a couple, yeah.
All right, so you go into the meeting. Were you confident? I mean, you're confident in what you believe in, and you're confident in what you've experienced and where. But you're sitting down with a bunch of bankers. That must have been a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you know, the first meeting always is. You have to kind of come in with the quick phrase to break the ice a little bit, the quick joke here and there. But, you know, once I start, I'm always good to go.
Well, I know your dad's very proud of you. You want to throw something?
I was just going to say, is it crazy now? Are people coming to you saying, can we volunteer for your organization? Can we help? So you're kind of you're the boss now, basically.
You know, it's validation.
You know?
It's definitely validation of like what I'm doing has meaning. And it's not just something that I believe in, but something others believe in, too.
You're about to go off to school and, Anna tried to pull some strings, get you into Northwestern.
He's made a very good choice.
He's had a number of options. And tell everybody where you're
going
to go.
I'm going to Tufts University.
It's a great school.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great school. What are you going to study?
Either something in international relations or peace and justice studies. So like the civic engagement, social justice track still.
Have we ever had a red-haired president?
How about could Griffin make a stop in Springfield before he goes off to Tufts?
That's not a bad call either.
I'll make my rounds, you know.
Yeah. I bet Griffin could solve the budget crisis in, what, half an hour?
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, he owns two ties.
One.
All right, thanks for coming clean on that. It's great to see you again. Congratulations on being our latest Kid of the Week, and thanks to everybody at Allstate. And I know you're going to stay in touch with your Allstate friends as well, because I know you're a big believer and a backer of We Day.
Absolutely.
Still time for you schools to get involved in next year's project, so you can look that up through allstate.com as well. And Jose, I wish you nothing but the best. It sounds like you got a great business. I know you got a great smile, so it's got to be fun for people to be in touch with you every day.
Thank you.
What's the number one more time at the agency?
773-777-7520.
Nice to see both of you. By the way, Jose, like me, stay in touch with Griffin, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this kid knows what's happening.